Rach, you know Kaylee and I went to Constant Creek the other day.
Yes, and you actually saw some crocodiles.
Oh my gosh, that big one.
Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people have been saying on air is Connie the crocodile.
Mm.
Don't know if that's the case or not, but they're saying it. And it turns out that crocodile is inspiration for a local book that's just been released by Michelle Wilson, Crocs Don't Do Yoga. I wanted to get to the bottom of this. Michelle joins us right now. Michelle, first up.
G'day.
Did you do research for this? Did you go out on Constant Creek?
Okay, so I haven't had any close encounters with Connie, but I've done a lot of fishing around the creeks of Mackay growing up, and a few years ago when I was fishing around there, there was some of those photos getting around of that big croc, and at the same time I was also doing yoga, and so I just came up with this wacky idea about a crocodile being really snappy and being really angry, and maybe a way to calm it down would be doing a bit of yoga.
You weren't doing yoga at Constant Creek, were you?
No.
Okay, I was going to say you
badly.
Yeah.
I'd probably get a bit stuck.
Don't want to fall in.
Now, this book has absolutely fantastic illustrations. Who did you team up with to get it all to come together?
Yeah, so I was so lucky. A publishing house in Melbourne called Larrikin House, who produced these stunning picture books that are all about heart and humour. And they picked up the story, they loved it, and they actually got a Russian illustrator, Catherine Zubarova, her name is. And she just had this amazing style that went really well with the book, and she's just done, like, it's just amazing what she's done with the book. So I'm just stoked.
Is there any chance of any sequels? Maybe Crocs Don't Do Jogging, Crocs Don't Do...
Or maybe you go to another river in Mackay and the Whitsundays.
I some ideas about a sequel, so send
Pioneer
through,
River.
Please.
Or maybe come it's in the Pioneer.
Sam, Rach and Kaylee go hunting for Connie.
Yes.
Book.
Yeah, maybe I can teach you guys in there somewhere. But the other thing that makes it a bit unique is because I've been doing a lot of fishing around the creeks in Mackay, I've never had a boat, so I've always had to just go and pump my own bait down at the beach. I've had to pump yabbies. And so the other main character in the book is a yabby named Gabby. And so that's how I got the idea as well, with the little nippers. I could just imagine the little yabby doing some meditating. So, yeah, maybe I can somehow come up with a sequel.
I love that.
Need a mud crab character in
there
as well,
Mac
I think.
No, Mac of the Mud Crab.
Oh, there is one. There you go.
I love it.
We've got it sorted.
I love his little shell necklace.
Yes, I love that with the moon phases. And there's a Baz, the Barramundi.
Oh, right. I love the alliteration you've got going on. Look, check it out. Crocs Don't Do Yoga. I feel more connected now that I think I've met Connie the Crocodile as well.
Yeah, a book completely about being at Constant Creek with Connie the Croc.
That's brilliant. Michelle, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Have a great day.